I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scherbel, and this week on Wordmaster, a secret language of women.
There's a new American novel called Snowflower and the Secret Fan. This work of historical fiction is set in a remote part of 19th century China. It describes the difficult life women endured, starting in childhood. Their feet were tightly bound to keep them small, a traditional Chinese notion of beauty. A young woman could expect an arranged marriage at 17.
The novel describes a secret code developed perhaps 1,000 years ago. Author Lisa Si recently discussed Nushu, or women's writing, with VOA's Doug Bernard on Talk to America.
These were women who lived in almost total seclusion from the time that they had their feet found until they died. And so their only, or their principal means of communication to each other was through this secret writing. But in fact, it was a kind of open secret in the sense that women incorporated Nushu into their embroidery, into their weaving. Sometimes men even wore it, but they didn't know what it meant. Interestingly enough, the men in this area tended to be illiterate themselves. So the fact that the women had their own written language, it didn't really bother them too much. They saw it as something beneath them. It was something that just women did.
What were these women saying to each other in Nushu?
They wrote letters, autobiographies, songs, stories. There are a few histories that still exist, but mainly these women wrote about the hardship of their lives, the difficulties of moving out, you know, into their husbands' homes sight unseen and being parted from their natal families, and the loneliness and homesickness they felt being separated from their families and not being able to see them again. The difficulties that they had with their mothers-in-law, that was a very standard kind of writing that almost had a formalized language to it.
How was the code to Nushu broken? How and when was it broken?
An old woman fainted in a rural Chinese train station in the mid-1960s, and the police went through her belongings and found these pieces of paper with what looked to be a secret code written on them. And because it was at that time the height of the Chinese Cultural Revolution, she was detained on suspicion of being a spy, and the authorities brought in various scholars and cryptographers and linguists to break the code, which of course they did eventually. Again, this was during the Chinese Cultural Revolution, and so those scholars who had come in and broken the code and had discovered the language were promptly arrested and sent to labor camp and farm camps, and they didn't really reemerge until the mid-1980s, which is when they once again started up their study of Nushu, and the knowledge of the language began to filter through China and then eventually out to the rest of the world.
Last question for you, Ms. C. Is it still spoken, and who speaks it? Where is Nushu spoken?
Well, it's a phonetic version of the local dialect, so it's really just a written language. If you read it, you know, out loud, whoever was in the room would understand it because it is the local dialect. It comes from Jianyang County, which is in southwestern Hunan province. And the language had just about died out, especially after the Cultural Revolution, because those women who did practice the language were publicly humiliated, punished. Now the Chinese government has reversed its position. They aren't recognizing it as a national ethnic language. However, they do want to preserve it as a cultural treasure. And so when I was there a couple of years ago, the Chinese government was building a large school complex where young women and girls can come to learn the language, the writing system. But today they're learning it in the way that you would learn how to make a basket or you would learn how to do a folk dance. It will no longer have that same impact on their lives, because now if they want to talk to someone, they can go out on the street and talk to their friends, or they can make a call on their cell phone.
Lisa Si is author of the novel Snowflower and the Secret Fan. And that's Wordmaster for this week.
Our email address is word@voanews.com, and our programs are on the internet at voanews.com /wordmaster. With Aviarditi, I'm Roseanne.